Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're starting the day with Gunner and Cheyenne, powered by NoBullRam.com. Now, please pause while we salute America.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Camel Country 107.9. This is Gunner and Cheyenne.
Clay Walker with the national anthem this morning. Welcome to Thursday, September 29th, 2022. 2 days officially now to the end of monsoon season.
I thought we were going to get one last storm last night. And I think it hit in some places.
Some areas. I think Gilbert got a little bit of that yesterday.
Not East Mesa.
That was just the monsoon saying, see y'all later. See y'all next year. Well, a last hurrah, you know?
Yeah.
Today is National Coffee Day.
Ooh.
And I went to Starbucks today. Starbucks ain't feeling their special holiday. They got no deals going on at Starbucks.
Well, that's rude.
Free coffee deals at Dunkin' and Krispy Kreme. Human bean. Love human bean. They'll get you a free extra shot of espresso today.
Ooh, well, that's
says free shot of espresso. So, like, if you order, like, a small milk,
you can put your espresso.
Get the free espresso. The free coffee. You're welcome.
Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah. You know, trying to save you money.
Yeah.
Just doing what I can.
Can I get a small milk and also my shot of espresso?
Yeah. You promised it to me. Free shot of espresso. I would just add it to my triple shot. I'd go quad today.
Oh, my gosh.
Take full advantage of National Coffee Day. I usually get triples, man. And then if I am, like, really tired, I'll get the venti or the 20-ounce.
Uh-huh.
And then get the 4-shot.
Oh, my gosh.
Might as well stick my finger in a light socket. That's kind of how I feel after the quad.
Yeah.
All right, coming up in about an hour, your first opportunity of the day to get in to win a trip for you and the family to Disney's Aulani in Hawaii. That's coming up, but with this Disney trip that we're giving away, it has been a lot about Disney here, including the morning trivia question we do every weekday morning at 6. Here we go. Quasimodo, who I kind of look alike, was the bell ringer of which famous cathedral?
Got it. That was really easy.
All right, I'll step it up tomorrow. Quasimodo was the bell ringer of which famous cathedral? And being that it's so easy, I'm going to ask you for the year that particular movie came out. All right?
Stop it.
If you think you know, you can text us at 22108. We'll get you the answer coming up here in 6 minutes.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, were you able to figure out this morning's trivia question?
Lord, I sure hope so.
Yeah, everybody did. Nobody, not one incorrect guess came in.
Like, the answer's in the name of the movie.
That's right. Quasimodo was the bell ringer of which famous cathedral? Cheyenne.
What is Notre Dame?
Notre Dame, Notre Dame. Yeah. Hey. What year did the movie come out, Cheyenne?
Ooh, I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say 95.
Close, 96.
Oh, okay.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Notre Dame, or is it Notre Dame or Notre Dame?
Notre Dame
is the football team. I know that. So it must be Notre Dame.
Must be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
1996 is when that movie came out. So if you got it correct, nicely done. We do the morning trivia, which is Disney, every weekday morning at 6 here in Camel Country. Speaking of Disney, we got that trip to Aulani for you and the entire family. Your first opportunity to get in to win that's coming up at 7:08. On the way next, though, what was the first thing you did following a massive breakup?
Ooh, which one?
Yeah, which one? The most impactful one. You know, what did you do following a massive breakup? I'm sure some people maybe leave the city, maybe leave the state, something, right?
Yeah.
What Morgan Evans did, I guess, would be expected of him. Morgan Evans used to be married to Kelsey Ballerini. They filed for divorce and kind of moving on. But he's making news for what he did immediately following the breakup. We'll let you know what he did. Coming up next here in Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
In case you didn't know, Morgan Evans and Kelsey Ballerini have officially filed for divorce.
Yes, they have.
Kind of going their separate ways. And Morgan Evans performed a new song at a festival in Australia last weekend. It's about a relationship gone bad. So it's probably about Kelsey Ballerini.
It's very heartbreaking.
The lyric, I'm going to play the clip here, but the lyric they're referring to is, "How many times did you tell me you love me if it wasn't true? I'm just wondering, how long has it been over for you?" Take a listen. Here we go. Singing about Kelsey Ballerini there.
I would say more than likely, yes.
We heard through the industry that relationship was done like a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it just was announced a couple of months ago, maybe less than a month ago.
Less than a month ago.
Okay. So we kind of were like, okay, was this person who told us this information actually telling the truth? Does he really know what's going on with their relationship? Well, apparently he did.
Yes, he did.
You know, because they ultimately called it quits. But
still heartbreaking. That song is just, it's so raw that I feel like anybody who's been through a major breakup knows exactly what that feels like.
Well, they've been together like before Kelsey kind of blew up.
Yes. Yep.
You know, they've been together a long time. So now Kelsey Ballerini getting that taste of the fame and notoriety and the spotlight. And she's like, I could do better.
No. I'm assuming.
She was out on the road with the Jonas Brothers and stuff like that. I mean, that's my gut.
Uh-huh.
Is that she thinks she can do better. I know Morgan's an attractive dude. I'm sure he's a catch.
I would say so. I think he's very talented, too. I really like him.
But now he's got to deal with seeing her at award shows.
Yeah.
Seeing her on TV. A very public who's next. Like, who's she dating? Who's she with? Who's she linked to? Now he's got to sit through all that and, you know, depending on her feelings about the whole situation, she's got to do the same thing with Morgan.
Right.
But he's not, will it be covered as much as Kelsey's would?
Probably not.
He's an Australian singer. He's got like one or two songs that we've played here on Camel, you know, that are played on country stations across the country. Who knows if he'll be covered as much as Kelsey. But when you're in the industry, you're dating somebody, married to somebody in the industry, you got to watch it all play out.
Yeah, you do. Which sucks.
You get tagged and stuff on social media. Ugh, you get to see it.
It's the worst.
So, for Morgan Evans, the first thing he did following a breakup, apparently, is writing a song.
Yes.
All right. So, what was the first thing you did following a breakup?
I'm going to go with, because I've had three major breakups in my life.
Three major.
My divorce when I was at the ripe age of 21.
Yep.
Then when I left my abusive relationship, and then my last long-term relationship to my ex-fiance.
Well, I'm assuming the abusive relationship, you threw a party.
No, I did not, actually. So when that's the one I'm going to go with because it was the most impactful in my life. And I had lost so much weight from the stress of it that I started on my revenge body, and I was prepping for a bikini competition.
Girl, revenge body.
And I just really started working on I want to say I was working on my physical health, but it really was not the most healthy way that I was losing weight because I just wasn't eating. But that's what I did. Like,
I don't get how revenge body's a thing.
Well,
honestly,
let me explain it to you, because in this my abusive relationship, it was a lot of verbal abuse, and I was told that I was overweight a lot.
Okay.
And then when we split, his girlfriend and him, that's what they would say to me when we would do like custody exchanges was, oh, you're so fat. Oh, you're this. Oh, you're that.
Hurts.
Yes. And it hurts.
Yeah, it hurt. Holy moly.
So that's what I did. Like, I was like, fine. You think I'm fat? I'm going to become this figure competition.
Back,
yeah, exactly.
What the heck, man? That's brutal.
It's yeah.
But I know what I'm saying about the revenge body. I'm like, why is that even a thing? You know, I mean, why wouldn't you work on that in the relationship? Why do you got to do it after the relationship?
That's a great question.
That makes no sense.
That's a great question. I don't know.
But what is the first thing you did following a breakup? I'm not talking about going to the bar and getting hammered. I'm talking about, like, what did you do? Did you move out of the state? Did you write a memoir? Did you write a song like Morgan Evans did? What did you do following a very, a massive breakup that kind of hit you to the core? You know, hit your emotions to the core.
Made you change some things.
We want to hear the story. You can text us at 22108. We're going to get to your text coming up next here on Camel Country. Here's
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
What is the first thing you did following a massive breakup? For Morgan Evans, who just recently divorced Kelsey Ballerini, he went and wrote a song and performed it on stage in Australia recently. And a lot of people are assuming it's about Kelsey Ballerini, as there's a line in the song that says, how many times did you tell me you love me if it wasn't true? I'm just wondering, how long has it been over for you?
It just breaks my heart. It really does.
Yeah.
Also, they've been together for quite some time. Like, if it's not about Kelsey, then who's it about?
It's true. It's true. But, I mean, when you're a songwriter, it's real life that you're writing about.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it provides content. Look at Carly Pierce.
Yeah.
She's got albums. Thanks to her.
Two albums.
Thanks to her breakup with Michael Ray.
And she was not as sweet about it as Morgan was.
So what was the first thing you did following a breakup? Morgan Evans, you wrote a song. So what was it for you? Text from Kevin 82108. Text from the 970. I took my kids to Disney World and Universal Studios for $10,000 8-day awesome vacation.
That's cool. Good for you.
Let's see. Text from the 541. After 17 years of marriage, my husband had a mental breakdown.
Ooh.
He left our family, so I packed up and moved from Oregon to Arizona.
Wow, well, welcome.
Starting a new life.
Love that.
Text at the 602, I adopted three dogs, and as a travel nurse, I went to New Mexico for a year.
I love that. See, that is, if you go through a major breakup, I feel like being a traveling nurse is definitely the job to have, because you can just go.
Yeah.
You know?
Text the 480, took 2 weeks off of work, shut off my phone, went hunting. 2 weeks of no distractions and me time was perfect.
That does sound pretty amazing.
Text of the 602, quick backstory. Before my ex and I were single for 10 years. I'm not going to get that one. There's so many coming in. I don't know what's going on with the text screen today. It's all weird.
Yeah.
It is so weird. There's a lot of people that just kind of moved. I texted the 605. I started a Hinge account. First thing I did following a breakup.
I think that moving is such a good thing when you do go through a major breakup, especially if, like, you broke up in a small town that also happens to be your hometown.
Yeah, you gotta get out of that town.
That is the worst. It's like every corner, every street, everything has a memory attached to it. It is awful.
Text of the 480. The only way to get over someone is to...
That was my...
Move on real darn quick, if that one was said.
That was my thought. I wasn't going to say it. So I'm glad you did. From somebody else.
Did it help, Cheyenne?
I don't think it helps. I will be very honest. I think that it's a Band-Aid for a gaping wound.
It is, but sometimes you need it, though. I mean, otherwise, you kind of sit at home and you're probably thinking about the other person doing that, and it's going to drive you nuts.
But also, it's a temporary fix for a more, damaging problem.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been through a massive breakup. And all my relationships, when I would have them, when she would have me, it was just quick.
Yeah.
It was done and over with. I've been with my wife for 15 years now. I've never been through a massive breakup.
Well, you're very lucky.
I am.
Very lucky.
I'm reading these texts that are coming in, I'm thinking I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
Haven't had to move out of a town. Hadn't do anything drastic.
You haven't had to pick yourself up and fix yourself.
Even though after dating a woman for 3 days, her leaving me, I would cry like we were dating for 3 years.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
That was my dating life back in the day.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, we've got your shot to win a trip for the entire family to Disney's Alani 708. Your first opportunity to get in to win that. There's still some text coming in on the first thing you've done following a breakup. I want to get to a few more of these texts.
Okay.
Morgan Evans and Kelsey Ballerini divorced. And it seems like the first thing Morgan Evans did was go write a song, because there's a song making the rounds online that says, how many times did you tell me you love me if it wasn't true? I'm just wondering, how long has it been over for you?
Which is it just pokes a nerve, because we've all been through it. Well, most of us.
Yeah. Not me.
Yeah.
Nope.
You have no idea.
My relationship lasted 3 days, if that. But I cried like it was 3 years every time she broke up with me.
It's the best 3 years, 3 days of my life.
Why'd you call it quits?
Because you said I love you after 2 days.
I moved pretty quick. But during that time of my life, I was also unemployed.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of time on my hands, Cheyenne. All I would do was sit there and think about her. What are you doing now?
I was doing 2 minutes ago.
It was a weird part of my life.
Yes.
It was a weird time of my life, Cheyenne.
Well, thank goodness you found your wife.
Yeah.
God bless her.
That's right. That's right. But there are people that have gone through breakups. So what is the first thing you did following that breakup? Texted the 623. I joined the Army and went overseas.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of these stories that are coming in, it's kind of kind of a wake-up call, essentially. You know, I mean, you're kind of in a relationship, but a lot of people, you can kind of get into the daily routine and maybe even a rut, kind of in that relationship. So when something like this happens, something drastic, it's kind of a wake-up call. And a lot of people kind of turn a different page in their life, kind of go a different
changes.
Direction.
Yeah.
I texted the 806. After my husband left, after 15 years of marriage, I went to school. Got my bachelor's degree and found myself.
Good for you.
Texted the 602, went out and bought a brand new Dodge Charger and a brand new wardrobe. I didn't want any memories.
I love that. That's awesome.
Texted the 623, 13 years of marriage. He took off right before my mom and my best friend died.
Oh, God.
A physical abusive relationships followed. After I broke free, I put all my energy into my kids and school. In 3 years, I'm going to be a doctor.
I love that.
Isn't that cool?
Congratulations.
Text the 520. After my divorce, I got my own place, got a new bed, got new bedding, and went on a bunch of weekend trips with my sister.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there it is right there. Text the 623. Sometimes life throws you a wake-up call and gives you the motivation to be where you need to be.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's so great when people can, when you can recognize that and take action.
Yes.
It's true. It's like it takes such a big person to look at something that sucks and go, I'm going to try to make the best out of this and become a better version of myself.
Or you do what this person did. Oh, text boy. The 480. I went for her sister after a toxic relationship.
Thank goodness I don't have any sisters. I don't got to worry about that.
No, I mean, there's also moms that have texted it too.
I mean, my mom's a stunner, but she's crazy.
Text the 480. After my divorce 8 years ago, I dedicated my life to my twin girls. Now that they are seniors in high school, I'm starting to open up to dating again. So Cheyenne, if you're open.
Huh?
Oh, no, you're not interested in a guy that's still looking to date you, Cheyenne? That's a deer in the headlights look. Why wouldn't you just say I'm dating somebody?
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, coming up on Monday morning, big announcement, a show that we are putting together, something we've never done before.
I am so stoked about this.
It does involve a country artist. Who's it going to be? What's the show going to be like? What's going on? Everything will be revealed on Monday morning.
Ooh, so be here. Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Awesome. It is, like I said, something that I don't think ever has been done before.
No, not at all. At least to my knowledge.
I've been in radio since 2006. I don't recall anything like this happening before. So all will be revealed Monday morning right here on Camel Country. Taking effect today, there's some new changes coming to the road test. Like if you're 15, 16 years old or 30 going to get your driver's license, there's changes to the road test that will take effect today. The Arizona Department of Transportation's Motor Vehicle Division has updated the driving test for all MVD offices and authorized third-party locations across the state.
Okay.
See, now, I'm going to run down this list of what's changed, but I'm looking at this and I'm like, I don't remember any of this on my driving test.
Okay. I'm intrigued
now,
to know.
Like, I opted to wait to get my driver's license until I was 18. I had somebody that would drive me around. There was no reason for me to take that class in school or take additional classes. I hated school. I absolutely despised it. So at the thought of having to take another class, I did not want to do that. So I waited until I was 18. I didn't have to take the class. All I had to do was go take the driving test.
Yes.
I don't remember any of this stuff in that driving test.
Okay, what's on it?
New drivers will now be expected to provide proof of insurance and registration documents for the vehicle before starting the test.
Okay.
I don't know if that was like a normal thing. I know license or registration, I know you got to have that, right?
Right.
And insurance. So I don't know. I don't remember if they checked for that prior to my driving test. I have no idea. They say this is to ensure each driver knows where they are located.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. So when you do get pulled over.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you get pulled over, everybody gets pulled over, right?
I think at some point in time. Yes.
When he says license, registration, and insurance, you know where it's located.
Right.
Afterwards, there will be a brief car inspection that includes checking the following elements.
Okay.
Tire condition, speedometer, windshield, windows, doors and mirrors, brake lights, working seatbelts, turn signals, and a working horn. And there will be a third additional step called the customer basic safety knowledge test. They're going to have the driver prove their ability to find and use different parts of the vehicle, including the following: speedometer, hazard lights, high beams, emergency brakes, defroster. Like you need that in Arizona.
Yeah, I know.
And using hand signals. I do remember the hand signals part of mine. Do you know how to do a left-hand turn?
Left hand is this way.
Yeah, and right-hand turn?
Right hand is down, and then stop is up.
Oh, is that up?
I think that's up.
Because you're doing the bent elbow on the left arm, which would be out your driver window.
Right.
So up is stop, down is I'm going to the right? The hand down to your waist?
I think so. I don't know, when the military, when you're in a, a operation, it's quiet. They tell you to halt by putting that. So that makes sense to me. I don't know.
Once the driver passes these steps, then the road test will start. The exam will now take at least 15 to 20 minutes to cover the length of a normal commute, is what they're saying.
Mine. So I took mine just about 10 years after you. And I did, based off of that list, I had to show my registration and my insurance. We tested my lights, I know for sure.
Are you sure that wasn't the oil change place? Because as I'm reading that, I'm like, I feel like all the blinkers and the brake lights and all that stuff I'm doing at the Jiffy Lube or, wherever.
Well, they do that too. Yeah. They do that. But I remember my driver's test like it was yesterday. Because I made so I put it into reverse when I should have put it into drive. It was a whole thing.
No, you failed right off the bat.
No, I didn't, actually.
What? I failed you right off the bat.
I caught it really fast. I looked at her and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so nervous. She's like, it's fine. Start over. So it wasn't like that big of a deal.
Down is stop.
Down is stop, really?
So the hand signal out the window. So if your blinkers go out, you aren't in on a motorcycle or a bike or anything. When you're ever on a road, you got to use a hand signal to signal what direction you're going.
Yes.
To the left is your arm straight out.
Right. Correct.
Hand down, when you bend your elbow, hand up is I'm turning right.
Oh.
Hand down is I'm stopping.
I feel like that should be reversed, but that's okay. I feel like up should be stop. Halt.
Yeah. I don't remember. I do remember the hand signals. Uh-huh. A lot of the stuff, though. What they should do also, what they should include, we've talked about, in schools, they should teach a little more on the financial side of things, right? Like how to balance checkbooks and be responsible with your money and bills and stuff like that. They don't teach that in school.
Nope.
They should. But what they also should do on the driving test is show you how to change oil and change a tire.
I completely agree with you.
I feel like they should. I mean, if they're adding things to the driving test and they have no problem adding things, say they do that.
Add some things that make sense. You know? I hope you know how to use a speedometer if you're driving.
AAA's like, no! Don't do it! I wonder if AAA's got some money in on that, say. You know?
Yeah.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
We were talking about this new driver's test in Arizona that takes effect today. So if you're heading to your driver's test today, it's different than it was yesterday. A lot of things are, a few things are changing. I don't know what it was and what it is now and what's changed since I got my license at 18.
Yeah.
I'm at 41 now. I mean, lots of changes over the years, But one thing that hasn't changed, and I mentioned it when we brought this up earlier, is that they should include in the driver's test how to change a tire and how to change your oil.
Yes, I agree with
you. Just little maintenance things like that.
Yeah.
Because you see a lot of people on the side of the road dealing with that.
Right.
So if they knew how to deal with that, then they wouldn't need to call mom and dad or, a family member or AAA.
Whoever. Yeah.
Maybe it's AAA behind the whole, not teaching that in.
AAA's shut up, man.
I know. But somebody texted the 602. Cars are too advanced nowadays for basic oil changes, and cars don't come with spare tires anymore for someone to change a tire on the side of the road.
They don't?
Well, do you have a spare tire? You got a newer Hyundai.
I do. I have a 2021. I have no idea.
You don't know?
I have no clue.
I feel like Hyundai would be a no.
Oh, I don't.
That's why your cars are a little cheaper than everybody else. No spare tire.
Did your truck come with a spare tire?
It has a spare on there. It's up underneath.
Oh, really?
Full-size spare on my Dodge Ram.
I don't know. I feel like I need to go outside and look now. If I have it, it's in my trunk
the rug in the trunk.
Oh, I'm going to go outside and look. Because now I need to know. But I would agree, I don't know how to change the oil on my current Hyundai, but I used to know how to change my oil on all my other cars because they were much older. But I don't know how to change it on
this. What's different? They don't have the bolt underneath? I mean, what's different that you can't change your oil?
It's all a computer under there. I don't know how to get to it. I don't know how to get to it. Yeah, I don't know how to get to it. It's much different.
But the computer wouldn't be under the car.
I didn't say that it was. I'm saying I don't know how to get to where it's at now. I don't know where it is in all the technology that's under the hood.
Are you talking about the top, up above?
I'm talking about all of it. I don't know how it looks, how to get to it.
Text of the 928, 2021 Kia, no spare. Found out on the side of the highway when I went to look for the spare.
I am going to go outside right now and I'm going to go look.
Go look for that oil compartment too in the front. I don't know. I feel like I know where the oil thing is. Like if I have to add a quart of oil, I know where it's at. And I feel like underneath the engine, there's still a bolt that you could do and change your own oil.
When was the last time you changed oil on it?
Never. I never changed oil.
Man, you wouldn't even know how to do it.
I'm afraid I'm going to do something wrong.
Oh, my
Lanta. That's why I got somebody else doing my kitchen right now. I feel like I'm going to do something wrong. Yeah, it is.
It's like comparing apples to oranges.
I don't want to ruin my house. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to change my oil because I'm afraid I'm going to ruin the truck. I mean, this is my fear that I've got.
Oh, my gosh.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
So, you've got your shot to win a trip to Disney's Aulani in Hawaii. You'll get to that code word to text us here in just a moment. Cheyenne went outside to see if she does have a spare tire in the back of her car.
And I do.
You do. Is it full size?
No, it's a donut.
Hyundai cutting corners.
But at least I have it. It's more than a lot of people have.
And you know how to put it on?
I absolutely do. Back when I used to be a redneck.
Back in a redneck up in Yakima, Washington.
I used to do my own oil and do my own tire changes, like my rotations.
My dad used to do that. He used to go to Costco and buy all the little quarts of oil. And then change the oil himself. But I mean, I'm sure I could figure it out, but I'm just A, fearful something's going to go wrong and then void my warranty on my truck.
Right.
I
mean,
put the bolt on right or something.
Yeah.
And the engine seizes up and they're like, how'd that happen? Like,
well, I don't know.
I'm changing my own oil like everybody else does. And you know, that's what I'm fearful of.
Yeah.
You know, text of the 214, just YouTube how to change the oil. It's easy and saves a bunch of money.
Yeah, but I like things documented now. Like, now that I have a brand new car for what it's worth, like, I got warranties. If I was out of warranty, maybe.
And then you got to deal with the old oil.
And I don't want to do that either. That's a lot of work. Do you know how to change a tire?
Yeah, but again,
that
I'm fearful.
That didn't sound very confident.
I know how to do it. I just don't know, like, if I'm going to put the bolt on tight enough or if it's going to be on wrong because I don't want to be going 85 down to 202.
And your tire.
And then my tire fall off. That's what I don't want to be dealing with. I'll just leave it to the pros.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's how we'll go. We'll do that. But yeah, the Arizona's changing the driving test starting today. So we're just chatting about, you know, we know how to do that. Because I think it should be something that is taught.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they do teach it in driver's ed. I don't know.
They didn't in mine.
They didn't in yours?
No. My ex-husband taught me how to change my oil and do my tires. Okay. So.
Some people are pointing out that they have added it in driver's ed, but I never took driver's ed. I just went straight to the driver's test. I waited until I was 18, took the driver's test, passed it, and got my license, and we were good.
Took the easy way out.
I did. I took the story of my life.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, typically when you go out to dinner, out to a restaurant, you kind of want to have an enjoyable experience, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of
the
idea.
That's the point.
Yeah. Well, the point's to get food in your belly. But, I mean, you want to have an enjoyable experience while you're there.
Yeah.
And when you got a family at a table across the restaurant or a table next to you and the kids just screaming away, just causing a ruckus, that kind of ruins your experience at that restaurant.
Yeah, totally.
Well, there's a restaurant in Singapore that has implemented a $10 screaming children surcharge.
Is that what it says on the receipt?
Screaming children surcharge is what they implemented in an attempt to keep noise complaints at a minimum. So families with children, if their children is rowdy, loud, screams, causes a ruckus, that family will have a $10 surcharge on their receipt. Now, the restaurant claims that it's been effective in keeping noise complaints to a minimum. Now, the issue I see with this is who makes that judgment call?
Yeah. Like, I mean, to me, rowdy and disrespectful to me might be different to you. So who's like, what's the standard?
Yeah. Because I could see that being an issue to where, you know, my daughter squealed, which she does. like, I don't know. That was a very bad impersonation. But. Like if she loses, like she has her iPod with her at the restaurant. She dies in the game. She has some sort of a noise, right?
Yeah.
And then it's just a one off. And then at the end of the dinner or whatever, if I see that on my receipt, Excuse me.
Yeah.
That was a one-off. She's not ruining anybody's experience here. She died in the game. She made a squeal noise. I said, don't do that again. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
But somebody made a judgment call and added that on my receipt.
Yeah, I could see how that would be like an issue.
Plus, what's the decibel level? Like, is there going to be a set decibel level? Like a dog shot collar? You know, the dog can go, woof, and be fine.
Yeah.
But once he goes, woof, you know, you're shocked. Who controls it? That's where I see the issue.
Yeah.
What I like, and I've seen it at bars and restaurants here in the Valley, is the other way around.
What do you mean?
Where they don't add the surcharge. They give you incentive to be quiet. So the Hub restaurant and bar, or grill and bar, whatever they call that thing. There's a new one out in East Mesa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We went there yesterday. We've been there a few times since they've opened. But they give the kids like a little necklace with a key on it. And it's got a little something extra, right? It's a little prop that they can have while they're eating their dinner. And if they behave during dinner, they get to choose a toy out of the toy box.
Oh, that's cool.
On the way out the door. What I hate about it is that my kids take forever to find a toy. But
that's why I count down.
Yeah, I know. 5, 4, you know, that door slams on your hand. It's a little actual chest by the front door.
That's really cool. So,
and then the parents decide if the kids were good, they could choose a toy.
Right.
And then they have the little prop just kind of as a reminder to be good.
Yeah.
Right? I love that way around because then that keeps the restaurant from being the judge and jury.
Yeah.
As to the squealing kids.
I really like that.
So I'm wondering if there's any other restaurants here in the Valley that you've seen that has a little extra thing that they do to for kids.
Yeah.
Right? To help keep them quiet. You know, I think the surcharge is just kind of a little over the top.
I can see how it would be a problem.
But what incentive have you seen at local bars, restaurants, whatever, to try and keep the kids quiet, keep them good during their dining there to keep the experience positive and good for everybody else at the restaurant?
I didn't even know that this was a thing.
Oh, it's perfect.
And now that I know that this is a thing, I will be going to these places.
It's nice to have the little extra incentive.
Yeah.
As parents, we should be keeping control of our kids.
Oh, right? 100%. Quiet. Yeah.
But it is nice to have that little incentive because if they do start to act up, give me that key.
Yeah. I'm taking it away.
Yeah.
You're done.
And then they quiet down and like, then they get their toy and then we throw it away when we get home because
exactly.
It's cheaper.
Uh-huh.
All right. What other restaurants do this? You can text us at 22108.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
It's Gunner and Cheyenne. Thanks for having us on this morning. There's a restaurant in Singapore that has a $10 Scream Children Surcharge. That's what it's called. Screaming Children Surcharge. That is what is on your receipt at checkout. If your kid caused a ruckus, screamed, disturbed the other patrons at any time during your dinner, you get a $10 surcharge on the receipt. And they say it's been effective in keeping noise complaints to a minimum. I don't like the whole they get to be the judge and jury.
Right.
To determine, you know, whether your kids are screaming and cause it a ruckus or not.
Yeah, I think the problem lies like they don't know the child. You know, because I know, like, I have friends who have kids who are autistic and they do tend to be a lot louder and they're kind of hard to control sometimes. Like, you shouldn't have to deal with a surcharge for that.
Yeah.
You know?
But there are restaurants here in the Valley, though, that reward good behavior. They don't ding you once your kid acts up.
Yeah.
They reward the good behavior. The Hub out in, I think there's a few locations here in the Valley, but the one in East Mesa we went to, they give you a little necklace with a key on it. And if your parents deem the child behaved, that child gets to use the key to get to the toy box and grab a toy on the way out the door.
I love that. I think that's great.
It keeps them good.
Yeah.
It keeps them in line.
It's an incentive. And there's nothing wrong with incentives.
Yeah. But there's other restaurants that kind of do that. I guess Larista and Gilbert. A couple of texts coming in about this place.
Okay.
They have a prize box by the front door for after dinner.
That's cool. I like that.
Text of the 480 or Organos. Sounds like an Italian play.
Or, it is. Yeah,
Organos. Yeah. They give dough to the children to play with and a coloring sheet and crayons.
Oh, that's cool.
And that dough would keep them busy.
Yeah. I feel like my 5-year-old would love that.
Text of the 602. This is in Texas. They let kids who act nice and are respectful get to hold and see a pet armadillo.
What?
At the end of dinner. That would work. I think if you had like any kind of a animal in a tank by the front door,
yeah,
you're gonna pet it or hold it on the way out the door.
As long as you're good.
As long as you're good, that would work. But I feel bad for that animal, man.
Oh, so do I.
Passed around.
Yuck. Poor animal.
Text with the 602. Or parents aren't so soft and teach kids how to behave in public without a reward.
That is very true. I will say my kids are very well behaved in public. So
except for Target. I mean, you shared that
one
story
time.
In your kid. I know.
That's it the was one, one time. And he hasn't done it since.
Was so obnoxious in Target.
It was bad.
That everybody was looking at you. You knew what? Cried when you got home or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It was so embarrassing. But he hasn't done it since. And he's never, that was the one and only
his
time.
Rear end. He's like, if I do that again, man, oh man, I'm at a purple rear end again.
Yeah, I'm not soft. I showed him what was up.
Yeah, it's right. You showed him what was up.
Who's boss in this house?
And it worked. It worked. More parents need to do that,
agreed.
I think.
Agreed. I agree.
Yeah. Thanks for those texts today. There are some little incentive places.
Yeah.
You want to enjoy dinner. So if that's what it takes sometimes, why not?
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Got to get out of some of these Craigslist misconnections. I love these so much. We do it every Thursday at about this time. We head on to Craigslist misconnections, head to Phoenix, click that link, and we read them. All right. There's some that are kind of, there's some that are also gems.
Yes.
All right. So misconnections are just that. You're out in the valley somewhere. You make eye contact with somebody. You smile and then you go your separate ways and you're like, gosh, man, maybe there was something there. You have no other way of contacting that person. So you go online, Craigslist Misconnections here in Phoenix, post your interaction on there in hopes that they see it and reply to that. And then you guys kind of make your connection that way.
One of these days, somebody's going to tell us that they made a connection.
And I hope they invite us to the wedding. That'd be amazing. Because we've got them together, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have never heard of the Misconnections thing.
But and now they
there.
Have.
It's a legitimate page that is there. And here are some of the posts that are on that page.
Okay.
202 westbound, 1:45 to 2 o'clock today. So this is obviously the other day. To the 100-mile-per-hour woman in the white SUV westbound 202. It was great running with you. I was in the gray Camaro, and we ran together all the way to the 101 where you exited. We gave each other the thumbs up as we split off. I love a woman that drives like you. And if you see this, write me back with your personalized plate so I know it's you. I'd love to get to know you. A personalized plate, Santa.
So desperate.
On a white SUV, 100 miles an hour, man. Speed demon is what it says.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's another one. Attractive brunette at Safeway checkout line, 7th Street in Glendale. You were the attractive brunette in line at Safeway. What a great smile.
Aw.
What a great body also.
Oh.
Hope you see this.
And what? And do what? What do you want?
I know. There's not much description there. Great body, great smile, brunette.
Could have been anybody. You got nothing.
Gilbert and Southern in Mesa.
Okay.
I met you Saturday night at Banner Urgent Care. I am hoping to connect with you. I made you something that night. Respond with what it was so I know it's you.
Are you creeping on a patient? That sounds so weird.
Or no, I mean, I read it as they were both in the waiting room. But I mean, you think it's a
could be like a nurse.
A nurse
like
or a doctor?
Blew up a glove and put a smiley face on it.
Here's your turkey.
What else would he make her?
A surgical glove turkey.
It's like a piece of my heart.
Yeah, I mean, what else would it be? Yeah,
I don't funny. Know.
You should respond back with that.
Heart made with Coban? I don't know.
Target in Peoria. You were the pretty blonde at Target last week. I took your basket for you.
Aww.
And you said, that works out great. We exchanged a smile. You were putting your son in the car. You had the best yoga pants on.
Oh,
I wanted to chat.
Gosh.
Please hit me up if you see this. Something tells me she's taken, sir.
I know. Hence the kid. But also, it probably isn't hard to narrow this down because somebody saying, I'll take that cart for you, doesn't happen very often. You, sir, are a gentleman.
PetSmart.
Okay.
On September 26th at 2:30.
I love it when there's a date and time.
You were coming out of PetSmart wearing a sheer tan dress.
Ooh.
I think you even saw me say, Wow.
Aww.
All right, final one.
So wait, good. That's it?
Yeah, that was it.
So okay, if you, and?
If you were in the sheer tan dress coming out of PetSmart and you saw somebody say, wow, or at least mouth it or something,
they're looking for you.
See, I mean, that's not that hard to figure out. All right, one more. Okay. Home Depot conversation, Queen Creek.
Okay.
I'm a male, you are a female. We were looking through the tools at Home Depot on power in Queen Creek. Looking at my shirt, you said it. You asked if I was cold. I looked down and said, no, they always look like they're cold. Would like to meet up outside of there and let you see them close up. All right, that's Craigslist Misconnections off the Phoenix page. They're golden. We'll do it again next Thursday on Camel.
Thanks for listening to Gunner and Cheyenne on Demand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!